This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Mike Shope.
You might be mocking me or you might be staunchly agreeing with me. I can't tell.
I'm mocking you.
And the Bulldog.
What is Fozzie Bear's role in this production?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Talking ball. That's what we're doing. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. Thanks for being with us. Exciting to have Mike Tenier with us again on the West Her Hotline. Two Deep Zone. That's T-O-O. MikeTenier.substack.com. Hi, Mike. It's been a while. How have you been?
I'm doing great. Happy Josh Allen's honeymoon to those who celebrate.
Yes, and I was first question, the obvious question for you, Mike, how was the wedding?
I wasn't invited, but I look at the pictures, and Josh's hair looked really floopy. Looks like his hair flooped a little bit on him there, but that'll happen hot day in California. You get a little floop.
Well, I mean, maybe you know this. Bulldog and I would. You go 20-plus years of marriage later, and you look back at those photos. I've got one that's of my wife and I that's framed in our house, and I was highlighting my hair in my early 30s because I didn't want to be gray at 30. And every time I look at that picture, well, drawn to what? My wife, one.
She's beautiful. Right.
She's one, and then my hair is two, and it bothers me, Mike.
The highlight of my wedding photos was that I had hair.
Well, that was the right choice, probably, at the time.
I still pretty much look the same. No, I don't.
Congratulations.
Right. So, you know, Mike, it's funny to start.
The biggest lie ever told on this show.
It's funny to start here. We started today on the MVP odds for 2025. And, you know, usual suspects. Allen, Lamar Jackson, Mahomes, of course, Daniels, Burrow. That's the top five. How do you think about, like, last year's result? Or also the year before, your longtime partner Aaron Schatz came on our show after the MVP vote 2 years ago and raised his hand. I was the one vote for Allen out of 50. Mm-hmm. And then last year, Jackson wins the honor for all pro, but Allen wins the MVP. Do you think voters tend to bring legacy into play with that stuff?
Oh, 1,000,000%. I have a funny feeling that a lot of people who would have voted for Jackson looked at Josh Allen and said, well, it's his turn. It's his turn. They're close. And, you know, you probably won't get anyone to admit that. But at the end of the day, I think that's fine. I don't think it was that far off last year. I think you could have almost done a toss-up. Jackson had better metrics overall. But you could look at Allen's impact on games and see how great that was. And you could probably say the same things last year. I guess that makes it interesting for this year as you look at both of them. And you say, well, if it's Allen and Jackson again near the top, and let's say Mahomes doesn't have a phenomenal season, will the voters just be like, hey, Brock Purdy,
You know, will that be the mentality at this point? Well, we got to pick somebody else because we keep picking the same three guys. You can kind of see that in past votes. I don't know if we're going to see that again.
Yeah. In talking it through during the earlier portion of our show that Mike's referring to here, Mike, I said if I had the premise was he's going to give me $100 to spend on MVP gambling. I would lean toward Mahomes, not with all of it, but ahead of both Jackson and Allen, because I think Allen – that he got it last year, and it was somewhat controversial, that the same year, he's not getting near it again. Because, like you said, I subscribe to that. Like, I don't think voters would actually, like say this publicly necessarily. Maybe some have, but it is his turn. He's been really great, and this is a year we can give it to him. And I think that lifts all boats. It's good for the league. It's good for attention on the league, which in some ways is good for people who report on the league, yada, yada, yada. So that all lines up to me. And the Chiefs have had a couple of years here where the offense hasn't been all the way there. So if Mahomes has like more of like a throwback to when he had Tyreek Hill type year, which is possible, Rashee Rice back and Xavier Worthy in year two, I feel like Mahomes would be the guy that I would think, because he's got the hardware of the championships already. So getting him a third one, I think, would sort of line up with the era so far.
Yeah, and again, it's been a couple of years, so it's not like, oh, it's the same guy every year. And if I'm doing $100 right now, I want the juice. And right now Mahomes is at plus 700. I'm actually load up my sports book while we were speaking.
All right.
Mahomes at plus 700, that's a little more juice than Lamar Jackson, plus 550, Josh Allen, plus 550, tied there. So get me a little more action on this if I'm just kind of throwing out this money, because it is, you're rolling dice pretty heavily, especially among those three guys. And let's say maybe those four or five with Burrow and Daniels. If you're rolling dice, you might as well say, well, what's going to be my biggest ROI if I hit?
And there are, I think, makeable cases beyond the top five. Jalen Hurts at 20-1. Bulldog asked earlier as we were talking about him, like, what's the argument against him? And I'm not sure I had a good answer for that. You know, he's got the team success, the rushing piece. I don't know, like what? Go ahead.
They change rules. They try to change rules to prevent him from doing the thing he does best. That's a pretty good sign of value and unique value there.
That's right.
But yeah, that's a good one. And you can do sleepers. You can, like Justin Herbert. What if he actually has that year?
Right.
That's at plus 1,800. C.J. Stroud, what if they got that offensive line functional and the rest of that division's a joke? He's at plus 2,500. I don't necessarily advocate for that, but listen to that juice. If you're just messing around this time of year, why not really mess around and see if you can hit on something big?
You mentioned Purdy. What is the? I'm not looking at the odds. What is the number on him?
Higher.
Plus 3,000. And I think at this point in Purdy's career, if they have this season where they go to the Super Bowl and Debo's not there anymore,
right. And
it's not this defense, and McCaffrey is older, you can't just say, well, you know, he's a push-button game manager and all these guys are amazing. It's you have to start recognizing, oh, yeah, this is a guy who's making a lot of these things happen. And, you know, the third time he leads a team this far can't be a fluke.
How likely, not to, like, leave the conversation on MVP for dead, but knowing you were coming on, the 49ers and Purdy without Samuel, with McCaffrey at the age he's at, there's other losses there. How likely is a bounce back from them? I mean, a lot must ride on Purdy still functioning at the level he's been functioning at with all those weapons.
And here's the thing. I've got Aaron Schatz's DVOA projections in front of me. I can't give you the exact number. The bounce back potential is really high. It's really high. All the indicators suggest, yeah, you lose Debo, but look at the guys you get back. The 49ers were almost historically injured last year. If you start lining up the injuries, you start listing guys you don't think about on their defense, on their offensive line who are hurt, it was staggering. They've gotten healthy. They lost a lot of guys on defense, but they drafted an entirely new defense, and they're getting some guys back healthy. And Debo's the only significant loss. Ayuk is back. Kittle has a new extension, and he's healthy. They drafted guys like Pearsall and Jennings, who played very well. So there's a lot of reasons to believe this is a team that's just going to bounce back very quickly in 2025.
With Mike Tanier, and if I may go back to MVP for one more discussion. So last year, Mahomes finished sixth. Allen, Jackson, Barkley off 2,000 rushing yards. Joe Burrow, who wins if his team isn't as bad defensively, probably. He had the numbers.
Yeah.
Goff. And Goff is 30-1. Part of Allen's win, I think, was predicated on the loss of Diggs, even maybe also Gabe Davis. And, you know, he wins the award with Mac Hollins leading them in touchdown catches at five. That's, you know, that's something. It's a lot right there. Goff loses Ben Johnson, Mike. Like, maybe.
And now his center today.
And changes up front, right?
Yeah, you know what? If you had talked to me 6 hours ago about Goff, I'd say I kind of like him at plus 3,000. And now Ragnall's hurt, and I don't have a full update on what's going to happen. His backup is a young man by the name of Mahogany Jones or something like that, or Spencer Mahogany. So I don't know how that's going to be an impact. I wouldn't make the move right now. I'm surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if his plus 3,000, his 30-1 goes down to like 35-1.
Okay.
When people really look at this, yeah.
Yeah, and Ragnow is retiring.
Is the news today, yeah. So yes. They will have to pivot to something new there. I read something. I don't know about this name you're clawing at there, Mike, but yes. That there's someone there that has, like, center experience in college, yes. That's already that maybe they may pivot inside. But anyway, still, big loss. That's an all-pro player there in the middle.
Yeah, I think it's Graham Glasgow who's going to move inside. It's Tate Rutledge who's going to move inside. That's who it's going to be, probably.
Mike, here with the Bills, I mean, there's, as usual, not a lot of drama. Diggs did provide his share in his turn, but he's gone. And he's giving the Patriots this joyride, so to speak,
this
year. He was on the field today. James Cook is our number one thing, I guess. I mean, mandatory practices are next week. There's really no indication that he'll be around before that, even if that. I think, you know, he's kind of planted his flag for, you know, a big contract, and he can't just walk in June on his old deal, right, if he's going to do that. So his value to them for you is what?
You know, there's a tier of running backs right now, if you look at their salaries, guys like Chuba Hubbard, and like Ramondre Stevenson, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but they all have very, very similar-looking contracts. And these are the very, very good running backs of the NFL, and they come in at a number around, I'm giving 1 second, it shouldn't take me long to pull this up, in a number at around like $40 million over a couple of years, $36 million over 3 years, or 4 years. And that's where I think he comes in. I have the feeling that he believes he's at the Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley class of running backs. But you have to kind of do it to earn it with those guys. You know, Barkley had a phenomenal season, and he had 2,000 yards, then he gets another deal right away on top of that. Henry did the same thing where he had to kind of take a low ball deal because he's older, and he has a phenomenal season, and they hand him another deal. You can't miss that intermediate step of having that superior season. Cook has not had that yet. He had a lot of touchdowns last year, obviously had 1,000 yards. A lot of touchdowns were product of the system touchdowns. Let's face it, him at the 2-yard line with Allen next to him, he's with that great offensive line, he's going to get in. If the impasse is that they're not offering him the kind of money that guys like Ramondre Stevenson and Aaron Jones make, that's a Bills problem. If he's holding out for a Barkley-type contract, that might be a Cook problem, and that might be something that the Bills dig their heels on.
Interesting. Makes sense.
That's kind of where I would be. Like, I don't, you know, neither want to really imagine this offense without Cook there, Mike, because, you know, they don't, you know, everybody eats at receiver, right? I mean, they just don't have a real go-to guy. I think you get to Cook pretty quickly when you ask the average fan, like, who's the next most dangerous guy on that offense after Allen? And I think it's Cook. But his playing time is nowhere near what the level of a player that I'm going to pay $15 to $17 million a year to. So, you know, I guess I'm sort of hoping that eventually, come summertime, he realizes that he's got to play, and that there isn't a compromise to be had here. And I'm kind of rooting for that, honestly. Nothing against the kid. Like, I like him just fine as a Bills running back, but I don't want to be saddled with a big contract I'm going to regret in a year.
And the problem is with the Bills, you guys are keeping that core intact, and you have to be economical while doing it. And you can't let somebody go out the back door because you paid too much for your running back. And yeah, he's a difference maker to a degree. You've got Ray Davis, who I thought was really good coming out of college. I don't know if he's the same player, but I don't know what some of these guys would be if you put them behind Deion Dawkins and everybody, and you put them right in this very balanced offense, and you put them next to Josh Allen. Would they be 90% as good as James Cook, 95% as good as James Cook? Those are questions you got away before you start guaranteeing money, say in 2027 and beyond, for somebody who, again, is coming off a 1,000-yard season, but a lot of times it's 14, 15, 16 carries a game. He breaks a long one. He gets the short touchdown. That could be replaceable production in that system.
With Mike Tenier here on WGR, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. So I know you speak sports book. You showed us that earlier. The AFC East. Last year was so interesting for the Bills for a couple of reasons. They were just not so – they were not explosive at all last year. But even with that, they scored 30 points a week and they won almost every game. And I think we're probably looking at the same kind of a season here. And maybe in this division this year, it goes like last year, which is that it ends up being kind of a runaway. I don't know. Right. How do you see the rest of the AFC East? Let's start with New England. Because it seems like everybody I hear talking about the Patriots is, you know, not in love necessarily, but definitely in like. I mean, the Patriots are going to be a buzzy underdog this year.
Yeah, that's a good. People are in like with them because they added everybody in creation under the sun and on the boat this offseason. And, you know, I think that took them from an easy out to a tough out. That didn't take them from an easy out to a tough contender. I'm looking at the DVOA projections. The DVOA projections say about the same thing. I'm looking at their odds. I would not take them at plus 475 to win the division. I think they're a team that you're just not going to be able to overlook, which you could frankly overlook the Patriots last year as the Bills, and you can't do that this year.
All right. That sounds right.
Yeah. Do you think their schedule is pretty favorable? That's the thing that sort of got this started. We looked at their schedule one day last week, Mike, and I honestly, without trying to peg, because I'm sort of in the camp that Mike describes, right? I'm like, they walk in the bar and they've got my attention right away. Like, oh, what's going on over here? That's New England this year for me. But with that said, you go through the schedule and it's not, I mean, a six and two start is entirely realistic looking at who they play.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now with the Raiders and the Panthers and the Saints and the Titans, right, and the Browns very early in there. So, yeah, that does look like the team that gets to the wild card conversation based on that, and then made it later on in the season, the Bills and the Ravens show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At the same time, I'm looking at the Bills schedule, and after the big bumper against the Ravens in the opener, you've got the Jets, you've got the Saints, you've got the Patriots in there. So the Bills can be 5-1 entering their bye as well. But I don't think it's good for the Patriots rebuilding early in the season. They'll have some winnable games, so that builds the confidence. I don't think that turns them into a team that's going to be a worry for the Buffalo Bills in terms of winning the NFC East.
The thing about the Bills schedule, Mike, I think is that they have four. It's amazing how this lined up with it being the last year of the stadium. They've got four great games: Baltimore, Kansas City, Cincinnati, Philadelphia. That's the order, and they're all at home.
Yeah.
So they don't travel out west at all.
Their
hardest road game might be the Texans, and so it's easy travel. And the four big ones are all home games spread out.
And the Eagles travel up there December 28th. Some of my buddies who are Eagles fans here in Greater Philly, I didn't hear them, any of them texting that they were heading to Buffalo for the December 28th game. Nobody was volunteering to go up there in that weather for a ticket that's probably hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So, yeah, that is a very good schedule for the Bills.
The thing about that game for me, I didn't like that being so late on the schedule because I think the league has a chance of wasting it. Like there are lots of good games and matchups, but you never put Kansas City at Buffalo like at the very end of the schedule, because what if one team is clinched or what if one team is down? Like, just sort of you lose the luster of that game. But who knows? I mean, again, there's lots to consider with the schedule.
We're way down the line here. We're in December. Yes. Yeah, let's get there.
Right. Back to the AFC East. The Dolphins, like Mike indicated here, like general consensus, recognizing there's not really a consensus, out there, but a lot of football people are sort of bullish on the Patriots right now. Conversely, the Dolphins, it feels like maybe the window, there was a lot of this talk last year with the Bills, the window's closing or closed because, departures. Miami hasn't ever gotten there, and now it feels like they're going the wrong way. That's my read. What do you think?
And that's exactly it, where you lose your left tackle in the offseason. They've got Jalen Ramsey twisting in the wind. They've lost some other guys on their edge rush. I'm seeing rookies being inserted into the starting lineup. And, yeah, it's like a window that was never opened has closed. Like they built this team to win it all in 2023, and they went like 9-8 or whatever they did. And so, again, it looks like a competitive team. The DVOA projections think that they're still a better team than New England coming into the season. But I don't see it. All I see is that they're going to be doing that same offense, and they're going to have Tyreek Hill and Waddle going in all different directions, and Tua pump faking it all over the place and trying not to get slaughtered in the backfield. And it looks like a recipe for 8 more wins. That's really what it looks like.
Do you have a Jets take, Mike? I mean, it's Justin Fields, and Aaron Glenn seems to want to just do things in a new way there, reestablish some sort of, I don't want to say culture because everybody calls it that, but whatever it is, can that work?
They're taking the season off to find themselves. They're taking some me time. They're going to be in their sweatpants.
They're backpacking around Europe. Is that what's happening this football season?
Watching Netflix on the couch, whatever, backpacking around Europe, although they might run into the old quarterback there, so they got to be careful. I'm looking at the DVOA projections, and they're ranked 32nd in offense and projections. So
that's bad.
Kind of tells you where. That's bad. That's bad. Pretty good in defense because the guys there, like Sauce and them. But 32nd is bad.
That's
in the 32-team NFL.
That doesn't seem. That's not intuitive to me with the Jets. I've probably liked Fields more than the average fan, but that's two rookie of the year caliber players in Hall and Wilson. Maybe that's it. But I wouldn't guess that they would have been last.
Yeah, Fields is always the, I see why they're doing this, and maybe this is the year, but we're running out of this is the year years with Fields. And, they've got young talent, not a lot on the offensive line. I'm looking at them to say, how do they handle the fact that you've got Garrett Wilson, you've got Sauce Gardner, they're going to be looking for contracts pretty soon. First-round picks of the Jets, always at around year three or year four, turn into weirdos, turn into pumpkins, start looking for money or start having injuries or start being no longer with the program because they're the Jets. It wears on them. And they start, like, you know, looking for the next contract or whatever. I'm interested to see how they proceed with all the really good guys they drafted a couple of years ago, thinking they were going to be contenders, who have now lived through the Aaron Rodgers era and maybe just, like, marking time until they're free agents elsewhere.
Last one, Mike. The Chiefs, so yeah, I believe it's six straight AFC championships in their own stadium. I mean, there are multiple ways to kind of talk them up. Are you the type to just sort of go right back to that? Well, it's Kansas City. What are we talking about? Or maybe with how the Super Bowl looked, and I think probably a better division top to bottom. I don't know. Maybe this is a year to bet against them.
It is a little bit of this is the Chiefs. What are you talking about? Like they made steps to fix their biggest problem in offensive tackle, both by bringing in Josh Simmons as a rookie and bringing in Jalen Moore. The projections, and again, I'm doing Aaron Schatz's sting for him here, has them still winning that division. You're right, it does look tighter. I see that the Broncos are high in the projections. The Chargers are in the ballpark in terms of a projection. It comes down to that game should not be in their stadium anymore. That AFC Championship game should be there in Buffalo with you or out in Baltimore because there should be a more vulnerable Chiefs team. And if that's the case, that comes up to these teams, Bills or Ravens, if you have a vulnerable Chiefs team, to actually take them down in the playoffs.
My mistake on the stat, because they did go to Baltimore.
After they beat the Bills.
Two years ago right now, but they've been in the game.
Right.
How many years in a row since they lost to Brady that overtime game? So no need to, like, illustrate their excellence. Very good, Mike. Well, it's been great to catch up with you again. I mentioned the Substack. Where else can we find you?
You can find me on the Substack. You can go www.miketenier.substack.com. It's called the Too Deep Zone, so you can search for it there. And you can find me on Blue Sky at Mike Tenier, TANIER.
Thanks for your time today.
You got it. Take care and enjoy the rest of the honeymoon.
All right, Mike. Always enjoy.
I feel like I'm on it at this point.
Right.
Oh, this is a honeymoon, this show, though. Coming in here every day. 10,000 times, is it now exactly, on the number?
It feels like 7,000. Is that today?
Wow. It feels more like 7,000 than 10.
It feels more like 50,000.
On ADP Chasing last week, we were talking about our mocking voices.
Yeah. That's what I just did there.
That's your mock. So these guys have several. I might have. Yeah, that sort of like.
What's the story with you guys?
Yeah. I do have a few. That's not always the one I lean on, but it's pretty consistent.
I go lower and slower, too, with mine.
Yeah.
Like you just did. Lower and slower. I don't know why. When I need it, that's what comes out.
It's just more comfortable. To get to here, it hurts. So it's just nasally, and it feels like I'm hurting my throat. You guys and your receivers. Give it a rest.
Oh, he's talking fantasy again? What was that? How would you describe that? That wasn't slower. I don't know what that was. 803-0550. You want to talk MVP, NFL, all kinds of different subjects. We're not going to take calls on the nudist thing.
That's a good call. To not
what would they
take
be?
Calls.
I didn't go there.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like. I can guess, but I'd probably be wrong.
There's naked people.
I have a question about inside the NBA.
Okay.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after the update on WGR.
The nonsense and the foolishness and the top-notch basketball analysis, all of that stuff's going to be on. It's going to be on ESPN or ABC next year, not on TNT. For that, we're sad. But I'm proud to say for the last time, thanks for watching us. It's the NBA on TNT.
Ernie Johnson, so it is going to be the same show?
I'm not real sure what's going to happen. It's funny that you would bring this up. I watched a clip of a Charles Barkley appearance on the Dan Patrick show. And
on one hand, think like, oh, well, good. I'm watching one of the main guys from this show talking about what's about to happen, and I'm probably more confused than I would have been having this conversation with you now if I had not watched that. I feel like I'd have a better handle on what's about to happen, because Barkley was talking about how they still want – they're not going to be always on ESPN. Sometimes they'll be on TNT, but they won't have any game rights, and he thinks they'll be on against games. And Patrick's like, so like a Manning cast? Like, yeah, but we aren't – you know, we don't have the games. It's like – so it's kind of weird, and like, I don't know. I'm more confused now than I was, you know, 5 hours ago before I watched this clip of Barkley. But yeah, they're going – the story is they're going to ESPN. But I don't know what kind of frequency there is going to be, like if that is going to be like every like Wednesday and Saturday or what. I've not seen anything specific about how frequently that crew will be having that show on ESPN.
Okay.
But the plan, I believe, is to just move it over. TNT's yeah. still going to produce it. They're just giving it to ESPN or, well, selling it.
With the same personalities.
Yeah, right.
Okay. I don't know. It doesn't sound like that much of like an ending to me. I mean, you got these guys are swearing. He's breaking up. He's choking up.
It is an ending for the net. I mean, they're not carrying basketball anymore on that channel. Like, and that's where they
got traded.
All right.
If you and I get traded.
Right. Well, you have a news conference and it depends.
Cry.
Well, it depends on how long you've been somewhere. But yeah, if your point of bringing this up is to object to the emotional outpouring at all.
It's not.
Because, that's been a staple. So it's a different network.
No, I am not doing that.
Okay.
I just
didn't mean to lead us there.
I'm a little bit confused by it if they're going to be on the same set with just on a different channel. Has the show ever sounded older than the use of the word channel? My point of bringing it up is instead this. I think it's really interesting and kind of awesome how popular that show is. I mean, it's not just, it has it both. It's not just fans love and laugh at these guys every time, but it's also like critical acclaim. They've won tons of awards. Like, it's just a home run. In a world where, and I'm not speaking for everybody, I know that, so many sports studio shows are so bad and disliked. I mean, how high is the bar actually? Do we walk in the door? You put together, hockey recently did this a few years ago with their new groups. You know, Steve Levy, Messier, PK Subban. Is that fine? Like, you put together a new combination of people and roll the ball out, so to speak. You know, people are going to react how they're going to react. Football seems to have such – I'm stopping myself because I feel like I'm speaking for everybody. The shows are probably massively watched. I think when it comes to those shows, I do think of myself in the minority as someone that finds almost literally no value in them. I mean, I'm over here in the play – on the playground with fantasy football, where the insight that I come across is a million times greater than what – who do you want? Bill Cowher is telling me. And then they've got Bill Cowher and all the other guys reading, like, narrating highlights, which, why do I need that? Why can't I have just the one guy who will do that? I've got to pass the ball around so that Boomer is telling me what happened on this play in the Carolina game? I don't know. This subject has been one of ours for many years, and just, like, the laughter at things that aren't funny and just the mistakes and the just not even first base level stuff that you get.
Very good point being made about the quality of that show.
So what is it? I'm not a devout watcher of Inside the NBA. I rarely watch an NBA game, but I get these guys. You know, when I see it, I think it's fun and funny.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just as simple as they have the right people? It's also interesting to me that these are like mega stars, Barkley and Shaq.
Right.
Not so much Kenny Smith, but they're just like legends. And I feel like those guys are less the type to offer you that, but not in this case. I mean, these two, it doesn't need to be said.
I think it really just comes down to the chemistry of the the four men sitting there. Yes. I am not, need it be said, like I'm also not chasing after NBA games, but I enjoy that show every time I turn it on. And it's a testament to the personalities and them not being afraid to, they're such big stars, at least O'Neal and Barkley, that they don't care if LeBron's going to get mad at them or whatever, if the fans of the Miami Heat are going to get mad at them or the New York Knicks, because I'm Charles freaking Barkley. You know, I think
that's the best.
Someone, you know, Boomer Esiason even is a big star, big radio host in New York City, was a star in the league. He's not Charles Barkley. Like, you know, like if he, and he's, you know, he'll share opinions.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
It's not like he's scared. The radio show, I think, sort of brought that out of him. He's not on those TV shows anymore. Weird coincidence that might be. But you got to get to a level where you're not serving anyone, really. And that's what I think Barkley.
Other than your viewer.
Right. Barkley. Exactly. Barkley and O'Neal. There's nobody within the structure of the league that, I'm sure they have friends that they would rather not make mad, but they're not worried about getting leaned on because of an opinion about anything, no matter how negative it is. At least that's how it comes across. But I'm sure there's stuff that doesn't make the air that is maybe even better. But it's a fearless show, I think, within a, you know, a construct that is generally designed to only promote the positive stuff about a league. And like, I'm not saying they go hard on different, you know, a variety of subjects or anything. I'm just saying no one is immune to getting blasted by them.
Mm-hmm.
And once you've achieved that level of credibility, you know, you don't have to shoot that often, but when you do, everyone notices and appreciates it, because you, not a lot of people get to a spot where they're at that level of exposure and they have the equation swung so much in their favor that the president of whatever at TNT probably very rarely can walk in and tell Charles Barkley what to do.
Can't stop him.
Because, you know, the copy machine company is mad or whatever. It's like, I don't, shut up. You handle it. You know, like that's a power, and that comes across. That's where having stars at that level that have been there, and there's trust, you know, I assume on the panel there, they've been together for so long that they trust one another not to leave that the other in the weeds somewhere or something. It just, it's a show with stars so big that they can't really be told what to say. At least that's how I think it's definitely how I perceive it. And I think how a lot of fans perceive it. And that gives it a leg up on almost anything it's competing with.
The more I think about what else is out there, the less I feel like the point really holds up. I mean, I've hated these football pregame shows for forever, but baseball did well with A-Rod and Pedro Martinez, right, and Ortiz.
I was watching Saturday night, I don't know if it was FS1 or just Fox, but it was all that panel. And it's funny, as I'm talking about Barkley and Shaq, especially in this context, I'm thinking about, yeah, that was A-Rod, Ortiz, and Jeter for good measure.
Okay.
On a panel with, I think, Kevin Burkhart at Dodger Stadium before Saturday night's Dodger-Yankee game. And there was nothing scintillating there, but the star power was impossible to deny. I mean, you're talking about three of the greatest players of their generation.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly in A-Rod and Jeter. I mean,
sure,
Ortiz is more one-dimensional, but whatever. One of the greatest DHs who's ever lived. I mean, that's a big crew. They should be able to do almost whatever they want, but I don't know if they're there.
How is hockey right now?
Hockey's getting by. You know, I think,
remember the Versus and those years? It just was so boring.
Yeah.
And it just, every intermission sounded like it was pucks to the net time. And I just couldn't.
I grade the hockey almost on a curve to an extent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I appreciate when they try anything, because they're trying to find their footing. I don't know what Marc Messier is doing in the role that he's in. I think he knows a lot, and I don't think he's afraid to tell you. He just has trouble telling you.
Mm-hmm.
So like that's tough. The TNT show, I love when Lundquist is there. I think he's really good in that role. And lately, former coach Rick Bonus has shown up on that show, and I think he's really good.
Okay.
You know.
Well, that could be inside. Part of inside the NBA's legacy is when it comes to baseball, bringing in the biggest names.
Yeah.
And getting something from that, especially if they're interesting, which those guys mostly are. I don't think Jeter's interesting, but the other two guys are. Maybe I should watch him and reassess. And just having it be, like you said, fearless, you know, that's really a really good trait. I think of Johnny Miller every time. That's a long time ago now, but how really special I think he was in golf in the booth. Because, like, remember the Ryder Cup with Justin Leonard? Like, he just did not hold back. I think he should be on the bench, he said about Justin Leonard, who then made the putt at Brookline to win the Ryder Cup after that. That's going to happen.
Yep.
But was not afraid to give you his take. And that's just a really good trait. So, yep. All right, inside the NBA. We'll see how
it's
perceived in the future.
I hope I didn't add to anyone's confusion about it by mentioning this Barkley interview that I saw from the Dan Patrick Show, but it confused me. But the story is they're going to ESPN still.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Produced by TNT, so there still may be some TNT arm of it, even though they don't have the rights to basketball.
Well, I better get into basketball because I don't have the rights to TNT.
So this is good for you, then.
Maybe it's good for me. Now TNT has the French Open. I can't watch the French Open then because I don't have TNT. Oh, the squeeze just never stops. What are you going to do next? How are you going to get me next? Mad Men reruns. How are you going to get me next? Golf.
Stanley Cup Final.
Curling.
All on TNT. Tough one.
For both of us.
No, I get.
Oh,
I get
you have
that,
Max.
I get that through my my other subscription.
Let's see. That's going to have to be a conversation. The finals. It's going to be good.
Yeah,
should be good.
Yep.
There's got to be some deal I can get and then get out, like you always want to do with Peacock. 803-0550, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Your calls are welcome. This is WGR. Welcome back. Thanks for listening. We'll look for your calls again at the top of the hour. We're talking about Josh Allen's chances at a second straight MVP award, among other things. And we might get back into that. I like first coach fired, too.
First coach fired.
Think about that one. Think about that one.
All right.
Ronald Darby retired. I liked Ronald Darby. He was flushed out, right, after McDermott Bean got going.
Sure, that was the same day as the Sammy Watkins trade. Same day. They traded Watkins
to the Rams.
To the Rams and got a... Was there a corner? There's a corner involved in that. I forget the name now. But I feel like there was a guy.
And
then they traded Darby to Philadelphia for Jordan Matthews.
Yes. There was a guy.
Fit really well in the system. He had injury problems, but when he was healthy, he was really good. I can hear Sale talking about the guy.
EJ Gaines.
Yeah. That's it.
Never would have gotten to EJ Gaines.
Picture. EJ. Number 25, I think he wore.
Yeah. How many games did he play for the Bills?
Ooh. He was here, then left and came back.
Played 11 games.
I was going to guess 11.
I believe you.
How's 11 as a guess?
He played 11 games. He had one interception for 1 yard. That didn't go far, that return.
He should have tried a little
harder. Might have been a contested catch. And then he went to Cleveland the year after. Maybe he came back and
just didn't.
He did. He had a tryout.
Okay. I knew he came back, but yeah, I guess it didn't take. But all right. Yep. So Ronald Darby retired.
Yes. And he was traded to the Eagles, as you said. Also bounced around Darby.
Was last with the Houston Texans. I think I saw that today. That was the team he informed of his intentions to retire.
Well, it's good to know all this stuff, as this week is the League of Shopes and Dreams draft week. So you want to know. Mm-hmm. I mean, no information is too much information. You want to know what's Houston going to do in its secondary. Who do they play this year?
I really need to know about Ronald Darby's playing status for your draft.
No. I can't imagine needing that information. I'm just kidding, but... It's good to know stuff in general. And it's draft week, and that's fun. Jeremy and Joe are both skipping.
Oh.
I doubt I'll even get the Friday segment that I sometimes get with them to preview the Shopes and Dreams draft. They're both skipping it.
Controversial decision here?
I don't know.
Are they remote drafting or auto drafting? What are they doing?
No, they will be. They both told me they will be able to draft from wherever they'll be.
Okay.
Jeremy's at a T-ball game, he said. So he'll be what? Coaching first? On T-ball, and he'll be on his phone. Should I pick Jalen Knoll right here? I love my receivers. Joe is out of town, so yeah.
All right,
it's a big event. This is year 8 or 9 for this league. It doesn't, in my opinion, have the juice it once had. You know, you start a dynasty league, and everybody's super excited about that. The auction draft is the best day in fantasy. The startup, and then you know, years go by. Trades are made. Fun is had.
Luster fades.
I think a little bit. I think it does maybe fade. I've won 3 times. That doesn't help.
So boring.
That doesn't help. The others, I mean, I don't know. When you win, sort of, Mike again? Sick of him. Sick of that guy. At least he organizes it.
Maybe for the health and the buzzworthiness of your league, you should tank.
I wouldn't tank, but I will admit to you that I do kind of root against myself. At time. Like, I didn't want to win back-to-back before because,
no.
I don't know. I mean, I do, but I think it's better for the league, just like you would say about real sports. Is it better for the league if you have different...
Spread it around.
Talking about the MVP earlier.
Right. Give everybody a chance here, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd like to win. I don't try not to win, but it's better for the brand, the Shopes and Dreams brand, if we get some new blood in there. Maybe it'll be this year. Back after the update, Josh Allen's chances at back-to-back MVPs. How do you feel? Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.